بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Imam Mahdi, the savior of humankind, April 9th, 2020. Imam Mahdi's reappearance is the start of humankind's growth. Everyone, including the elites, those who can understand events, and the masses of people throughout the world in various countries, who may be preoccupied with their daily life and unaware of developments, feel this need, either consciously or unconsciously. Of course, all religions have promised this. In all religions, there is a promise of relief and a great divine movement at the end of history, which is, of course, not the end of history. The real world and humanity's real life will start from when the Imam of the time comes. So for the end of the situation that now exists in life, all religions have promised such a future. When they reach the main road, they will not stop moving ahead. No, they will start their movement toward lofty divine goals, because human beings enjoy an inexhaustible capacity. Throughout these long centuries, humanity has moved along deviated paths, the wrong paths and difficult paths, and it has faced various obstacles. With a pained, wounded, injured body, it has moved along these paths in order to reach this main road. This main road is the road of the time of their appearance. It is the world that will be built after their appearance. In a sense, humanity's movement will start from that point.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Believing in Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, helps people to not succumb to evil, provided that they fully comprehend this belief. When this belief is truly placed in hearts, its presence is felt among the people. The sacred, beloved, infallible Imam, the hub of the universe, the refuge of all creation, is present even though he is in occultation and has not reappeared. How is it possible to think he is not present? The devout believers feel his presence in their hearts and with all their emotions and senses. Those individuals who pray and supplicate God, read the Nutbah supplication with due attention, and recite Ziyarat Ali Yasin while understanding what they are reciting, they feel the presence of this great person, even if he has not yet reappeared. His absence does not affect this feeling that he is present. He has not reappeared, but he is present in the hearts and is among the people. How is it possible to believe he is not present? A true Shia is someone who feels the Imam's presence and feels that he is before him. This gives vitality and enthusiasm to a person. This great nation needs this hope more than anything else. The nation which fights on the path of God and for the sake of greatness of Islam has become an honor for all of human history and for all of the history of Islam. In our time, it has raised the flag of Islam. Such a nation needs this bright hope more than anything else. This belief brings this hope for them.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. guiding me.